Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're reading through my book, The Blood and the Glory, and today we're on chapter 15, Holding the Blood. Another thing I noticed in the old-timers was perseverance. They would hold the blood against the devil until victory came. You will see in these excerpts from Mrs. C. Newsom's teaching entitled, Resisting the Devil, and I quote, "Faith in the blood of Jesus and in what God has said in His Word, when exercised in testimony against the devil, will always cause him to flee." Now I'm going to take a little bit of break here from reading the book. Brother Hagin says that it is written, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you," Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. He said if he didn't flee, you didn't resist because the word has to be true. So back to Mrs. C. Newsom. 1 Peter 5:9 says, "We are to be steadfast in resisting the devil. We are never once to think that he can remain or keep evil upon us because God has said that if we resist him, he will flee. And God's word cannot fail. So there is only one thing to see to, and that is to resist the devil until he goes, be the time long or short. Your own mouth can hasten the victory greatly. God says in Mark 11:23, you shall have what you say if you do not doubt. Say, I refuse to have this sickness, no matter how much Satan tries to make you feel or see it. The word tells us that the blood overcomes Satan and that he does flee. Plant your feet upon these truths. Use the remedy and never relax until victory comes. It must come because God has said it will." Mrs. Newsom writes, "I arose one morning and found that I could not stand. I reeled like a drunkard. I said, 'This is of you, Satan. I hold the blood against you and declare on God's word that it does now overcome you and that you do now flee.' The enemy was stubborn, but I continued to believe and repeat what I said until every trace of the trouble was gone. I then did a full day's hard work and have had no return of the evil." Another instance she writes of. "A lady resisted smallpox for herself and family. One of them broke out with it, but she seated herself by the bed and told God she would not cease to resist until the disease went. Every bit of the disease disappeared and no one else took it. She resisted steadfastly and found him faithful who had promised." Another instance Mrs. C. Newsom writes about. "I have found that as I continually meet Satan with the blood and never release until he flees, the blood works quickly and more powerfully. I am sure it will do the same for you, dear listener," and she writes, "dear reader, if you will set to your seal that God is true and that the blood is infallible and his promises sure. Galatians 6:9 says, 'Be not weary, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.' God's time is now, and if you are all right, you should have immediate victory. But you must begin with a fixed purpose never to stop until you have full victory. Jesus won it for you on the cross. And all you have to do is to hold fast without a doubt or waver or weakening until it is felt and seen. God the Almighty One says you shall reap if you do not faint, which means ceasing to believe and to resist or becoming less earnest and persistent. The more stubborn Satan is, the more earnest and persistent you must be." Rachel Tiefenthaler, a woman used by God in prevailing prayer for probably 60, 70 years before she left. It was 50 at the time I wrote the book. Rachel Tiefenthaler said, "People quit too soon." I know that's the case. I remember one time Rachel said that Her husband was an alcoholic, and she was standing and believing and praying, and he was resisting. And the Lord showed her a vision of two bulldogs, and they each had a hold of one end of a rag. And the Lord said to her, "The one that hangs on will win." And so she hung on longer than Horace did, and he finally gave up and became a wonderful Christian man. Grace Roos, we also do her books, and they're really good. You can get them from us, and she expresses it from her own and others' experience writing. "For all that is wrong in your life and circumstances, begin to declare, quote, 'There is power in the blood of Jesus to set everything right.' Satan, I declare to you that his anointing blood works now to minister defeat to every evil work of yours and to bring it down to nothing." Declare it. The saints in Revelation overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What worked for them works for us also. God's word is eternal truth. Satan recognizes your advantage over him. He will seek to shake your stand, but refuse to be shaken. He will try to shove you off the rock onto the quicksands of feeling, but refuse to be shoved. Stand firm and testify of your victory until you have it in your hand. A prayer warrior was taking a strong stand against the enemy. Weary with the stubborn opposition she was meeting, she prayed, "Lord, what can I do?" The voice of the Lord deep within replied, "You do not need to hold out against the enemy. He has to hold out against you." Satan is already defeated, and he must defend his bluff of strength and victory over and over again. While we share in Christ's victory over him, and we have all the advantage. This is written, Mrs. Roos writes, from better than 20 years of experience. Tremendous victories have been realized as we refuse to budge from our position of faith. About 6 or 7 years ago, my husband had a mole on his right temple that became badly infected. As weeks passed, it grew progressively worse. Pains began to shoot down his chin and behind his right eye, burning and itching, a real cause for concern. Together, we prayed and believed for its healing. Then daily, by faith, we applied the blood of Jesus to this tormented spot, ministering death to its continuance, binding its power to remain. We recognized it to be the work of Satan, part of the curse our Lord Jesus delivered us from, and thus we claimed our exemption. Refusing to accept this curse daily as the months rolled by, the day came when my husband reached for the mole out of pure habit, and it was gone. It had dropped off sometime during the day. All that remained was a tiny scar showing where it had been. My husband has often used this illustration. Two generals were discussing their respective armies. One said, "My men are the bravest soldiers in the world." The other replied, "My men may not be the bravest soldiers, but they will stay in the battle 15 minutes longer than any others." As Christians, we may not be the bravest people, but God has so equipped us that by His grace and Spirit, we can withstand the enemy or outlast him in his stubborn stand. One thing we must understand, whether we see it or not, the blood of Jesus undermines Satan's structure of lies. Satan covers up. He bluffs to the very last, hoping to get you to believe God's word does not work for you. God has told us to stand and then withstand, Ephesians 6:10-14, and He has made clear in His word just how to go about it. If we do not heed instructions, preferring our own method of warfare, He will permit us to reap the defeat that is waiting for us. There is no substitute for God's battle strategy. Mark it down. Our total victory is in the powerful virtues of the blood of Jesus. Now that is Mrs. Roos's testimony as to what has happened with that mole on her husband's face. Simon Purvis from Lufkin, Texas, was growing up in this town where the Roos's lived. And he was a pastor down there. I don't know if he is still or not, Simon. But he told me that all the town knew the Roos's. and that they lived by faith. It was quite a testimony that God had told Mr. Roos, if you will live. When Mr. Roos was 25 years old before the Great Depression, the Lord told him, if you will live according just to what you see in the Word, and you will go by what you see, and believe me by faith for everything, I will give you the blessings of Job in their last days. So, and Mr. Roos at that time had a brain tumor. And the Lord said, I will heal you of that brain tumor if you'll promise that you'll live according to my word. So they did. And Simon Purvis said everybody knew the Rooses. And they, when that mole came on him, it looked cancerous. And you know it may well have been cancerous. And he said everybody in town watched them. They knew. They didn't go to doctors, the Rooses. They believed God. They were pastors themselves, and they put the blood on him. And he said everybody in town watched him, expecting him to die. And when that thing fell off, it was a witness to the whole town. Now, back to my words here in my book. Society's problems running rampant in the 21st century now are not more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Where one has God-given authority in your own life, in the lives of your children, for pastors in the lives of their flocks, and so forth, any stronghold of Satan can be destroyed by holding the blood of Jesus upon it. Christian parents are not powerless against demons of drugs. Preventative action can be taken with the training up of the child in the way he should go. Preventative action can be taken with the Word of God and the blood of Jesus daily in your mouth, speaking boundaries Satan cannot cross. But if Satan has gained a stronghold through drugs or whatever into your child, you can hold the blood of Jesus against him, as you have learned to do, until he flees. Your child doesn't even have to be with you. Meditate upon scriptures concerning the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus until they are real to you. Then when you sense you've got it, make your move. Rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, I hold the blood of Jesus against you demons of drugs or whatever that have lodged in my child's mind and body. Jesus defeated you, and now in his name I hold his blood against you, and you have to flee. Then keep the blood applied. How? By faith. Remember, faith is in two places, in your heart and in your mouth. Because you believe in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you keep saying it until the demons give up, which they must do. This is not prayer. This is taking your God-given authority over Satan and his forces. This is overcoming the devil. This is overcoming the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And so we've been reading through the book. You can go back into our archives and see when we began. And you also can get this book from us. I would like you to get The Blood and the Glory, which I told you before, God gave this to me for the last days. The book's been in print now a while, but if ever, it's more powerful now than ever. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org and we can send you a copy of The Blood and the Glory. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.